Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. Well, it was high school football on the radio last night. Potosi, Cassville, and Richland Center did battle. Phil Nee was on hand.
Potosi Cassville won 49-20 over Richland Center in the high school football home opener for the Hornets. The visitors led 21-0 at half and got the continuous clock going with 5:54 left in the third when they were ahead 35-0. The two teams then combined for 5 touchdowns with the clock running the rest of the way. Fullback Isaiah Groom had 2 rushing touchdowns during the game on short yardage, and Joe Haas had long runs of 39 and 61 yards for touchdowns. Quarterback Dawson Weber ran for a score and threw 2 touchdowns to receiver Oliver Post, leading PC. Trailing 35-0, Richland Center's first touchdown was set up by a 45-yard run by Brady Dosh. Wes Bosworth broke several tackles while he capped off the drive with a 24-yard touchdown run. The Hornet defense put up 6 when Duncan Harper picked up a fumble and ran it back 45 yards for a touchdown. Richland Center's third and final touchdown was set up by quarterback Jaden Shep, running 40-plus yards. Later on that drive, he passed to Brady Dosh, the play covering 24 yards for a touchdown. Wes Bosworth ran for the 2-point conversion, and that made the final score 49-20. The Hornets fall to 1-1 with the loss. They will open the Southwest Wisconsin Conference at Prairie du Chien Friday night. Potosi Cassville is now 2-0. They defeated Cuba City on the opening week of the season. They have scored 81 points total in the first 2 non-conference games. They will play at Riverdale Friday night to start 6 Rivers League play. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other local games, Ithaca shut out Waseca Steuben Seneca in a non-conference matchup 26-0. Wisconsin Dells a 33-26 win over River Valley. Hillsboro downed Riverdale 28-7. It was Southwestern East Dubuque with a 57-12 win over Boscobel. Dodgeville outscored Iowa Grant 38-8. River Ridge 38, Fenimore 8. Mineral Point, they blanked Platteville 16-0 in a game that was scoreless until the fourth quarter. Mount Horeb Barneveld 39, Monroe 7, Cochran Fountain City a 42-22 win over Royal. It was Viroqua 28, Brookwood 12, Westby a 41-21 win against Benton Scales Mound. Cashton 50, Independence Gilmanton 8. Prairie du Chien picked up a 35-7 win over Darlington. Cuba City 45, Lancaster 14. Holman shut down Sauk Prairie 24-15. Partyville a 47-8 win over New Lisbon. Portage 49, Adams Friendship 8. Evansville a 21-13 victory over Broadhead Judah. Beaver Dam beat Baraboo 35-7. It was West Salem 42, Toma 6, Sparta 41-6 over Mauston, and Luther shut out Bangor 28-0. 8-man finals, a game played Thursday night, Highland over Williams Bay 49-8. Last night's matchups, it was Oakfield 37-0 over Kickapoo Lafarge. Valley Christian of the Oshkosh area defeated the Waniwak Weston team 15-13. North Crawford 56-20 over Montello. Wisconsin Heights 54, Abundant Life Christian 42, and Belmont over St. John's Northwest Academy 46-8. Don't let the score fool you. Wisconsin may have beaten Western Michigan 28-14 last night. However, it was anything but a comfortable win. The Badgers capitalized on a muffed punt to reverse a 1-point deficit in the fourth quarter. Tyler Van Dyke went 21 of 36 for 192 in Wisconsin's debut, and he rushed for a TD. He also lost a fumble. Chez Malusi and Tywee Walker tallied for 1 rushing TD each. They combined for 140 yards. Will Pauling led the receiving corps for the Badgers. He had 6 catches for 60 yards. The Badgers win makes it the 3rd consecutive year they've won their season opener. They'll be back in action next Saturday as they take on South Dakota at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is set for 2:30 a week from today. D.L. Hall worked 7 scoreless innings in the best start of his career Willy Adames and Rhys Hoskins each homered and drove in three runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers scored 10 runs in the ninth inning to pound the Cincinnati Reds 14-0 in Game 2 to sweep a doubleheader. The NL Central leading Brewers won the opener 5-4 when automatic runner Eric Haas scored on a double play in the 10th inning, and Devin Williams made it stand up. Adames and William Contreras each homered in both games of the twin bill. D.L. Hall worked past the 6th inning for the first time in his scoreless start. Other scores from the National League last night: it was Atlanta with a 7-2 win over Philly. The Cubs picked up a victory against Washington 7-6. San Fran 3-1 over Miami. The Dodgers 10, Arizona 9. American League: Boston over Detroit 7-5. Houston won better than KC 3-2. Minnesota blanked Toronto 2-0. It was Oakland a 9-2 win over Texas. Seattle 9. The Angels of Los Angeles 5. A few interleague games: the Yankees beat St. Louis. They doubled up 6-3. Cleveland took down Pittsburgh 10-8. San Diego 13, Tampa Bay 5. The Mets over the Chi Sox 5-1. And the Orioles clipped Colorado 5-3. Milwaukee Bucks superstar is tying the knot this weekend. According to the Greek City Times, a source close to Giannis Antetokounmpo says he will wed his longtime partner Mariah Riddlesprigger. The wedding will reportedly be a three-day event, with one party having all the attendees wearing white and another being a Nigerian-themed party with traditional attire. The marrying couple share three children, two sons and a daughter. Coco Gauff has come back to beat Elena Svitolina 3-6, 6-3, 6-3 and reach the fourth round of the U.S. Open. Friday's results in New York extend the 20-year-old American's defense of her first Grand Slam title. Arina Sabalenka finally got rolling after a bad beginning to the latest starting match in the U.S. Open history and beat number 29 Ekaterina Alexandrova 2-6, 6-1, 6-2 to reach the fourth round. The number two seed didn't hit the first shot of the match until after midnight, and that would be this morning, and then dropped the first set barely a half hour later, but went on to pick up the victory. National Hockey League player Johnny Gaudreau of the Columbus Blue Jackets was killed after being hit by a car while riding a bicycle in his home state of New Jersey. He was 31. New Jersey State Police confirmed Gaudreau and his brother Matthew Gaudreau were hit by a driver of a car on Thursday night in Salem County, not far from their native Carneys Point. Officials said the driver was suspected of being under the influence of alcohol and charged with two counts of death by auto. The driver admitted to drinking 5 or 6 beers prior to the crash. Jackson Arnold threw 4 touchdown passes, 3 to newcomer Deion Burks, and number 16 Oklahoma routed Temple 51-3 last night in the season opener for both college football teams. Oklahoma forced 6 turnovers, and they held Temple to a total of 197 yards in a first game as a member of the Southeastern Conference. The Sooners joined the league this summer after a long, long run in the Big 12. Arnold, a sophomore, completed 17 of 25 passes for 141 yards in the air and his first career victory at the collegiate level as a starting quarterback for the Sooners. Burks, a transfer from Purdue, never caught more than 2 touchdown passes in a game for the Boilermakers. He had 3 scores by halftime and finished with 6 catches for 136 yards. Josh Hoover threw for 353 yards and the go-ahead touchdown with a 3:13 on the clock that led TCU to a 34-27 win over Stanford in the season opener for both. Hoover also threw a touchdown pass on the opening drive of the game and scored a 1-yard sneak in the third quarter. That all led to a 10th straight home loss for the Cardinal. Stanford is still seeking its first win at home under second-year coach Troy Taylor, following an 0-7 season a year ago. Caitlin Clark had a career-high 31 points and 12 assists in her final regular season matchup with fellow rookie phenom Angel Reese, leading the Indiana Fever to a dominating 181 win over the reeling Chicago Sky. Clark went 8 of 14, including 5 of 9 from three-point range, and it's her 11th double-double of the year. She's the only player to ever have three games of at least 25 points and 10 rebounds in a season. On the other side, Reese had 10 points and 11 rebounds, breaking a tie with Tina Charles for rookie double-doubles with 23 and passing Sylvia Fowles of Chicago's season record. The Fever, now 16-16, beat the Sky 11-20 on the year for the third time in four games, solidifying their probable playoff berth while Chicago is barely hanging on to the last spot as the season winds down. Lionel Messi will not play today when Inter Miami visits Chicago, meaning he will have at least two more weeks to continue recovering from an ankle injury. It'll be the ninth consecutive Major League Soccer match and the 15th league match overall this season that he has missed. Inter Miami has the top record in the league and has already clinched a playoff spot. He hasn't played for the club since June 1st, missing time, first while playing for Argentina in the Copa America tournament, and then because of the ankle issue. Messi was injured while playing for Argentina in that Copa Americana final on July 14th. That's a look at sports for your Saturday. I'm Adam Hess.